Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey everyone, today I'm joined with Nicole and Pat McGovern. Guys, they have had some alien encounters and I'm so excited to talk to them. Welcome, Nicole and Pat.
Thank you. We're so excited to be here talking with you.
We are very excited.
Guys, what is going on? So you guys live in New Jersey, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What happened when you had the encounter? That happened in Virginia. Is that right too?
Yes, it happened in Virginia.
Okay, so I'm just going to let you keep talking. So just tell me everything. Pat, you come in. Nicole, you come in. However you guys want to explain the story.
Sure. So it was actually back in June. We went to Virginia just for vacation. Uh-huh. And we were on the beach and we noticed something in the sky. And Pat pointed it out and he was like, that's a UFO. That's not an airplane, just because of the way we saw it flying. And I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy. But we didn't capture it on video, like nothing. He was like, look at it. Just look at how it's flying. That's a UFO. So we're watching it and I'm like, oh, my God. And it just like disappeared. Mm-hmm. And we're like, wow, that's crazy. Had no other experiences. We literally left the next day. But we loved it so much down in Virginia that we planned another trip.
Okay.
And then on our next trip is when we had the crazy kind of happen.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you guys are typical stargazers, correct? I mean, you guys do that anyway, right?
Yes, we are stargazers. Like, we sit out on our back deck. We just enjoy doing that.
Use a telescope.
Yeah, we have a telescope. Yeah. We'll look through our telescope and try to see things. Yeah. So that's something we enjoy doing. So, yeah, when we were back in Virginia the second time, that's when we had
that crazy
strangest encounter ever.
Actually, we didn't find this out until after we got home and talked to family, but it was the night that all that occurred. It was actually UFO Day.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
How funny.
And we had no idea about
that. We had no idea that we had to have seen more than just what we captured on video. There had to have been like 20-something UFOs or UAPs even, because I think some of what we saw were maybe not UFOs.
Oh,
we know that now.
Yeah.
But there was a lot in the sky that night, and it was crazy to come home and find out that it was National UFO Day when all of these things were happening. So.
Wow. So, you know, and people are probably like, well, you guys just hopped on the bandwagon. Now all of a sudden it's UFO Day. You're just making up this stuff. So I'm sure there are naysayers, but I have to say your stories, because I think now, Pat, are you the one where they're kind of communicating with more, or is it both of you? How is that working for you guys?
It's more or less me.
Okay.
And it feels like it's in a dream state, but like the best way I describe it all the time is like, it feels like when I'm with them that I'm sitting on the couch with Nicole. It feels so real.
Wow.
And then when I wake up from it, I feel exhausted as if I hadn't like slept, but they do give me messages and all this stuff. And it's been mostly me, but Nicole has actually experienced a few things as well too.
Yeah. I've been starting to experience some things as well. Wow. Just the other night, like, I believe I astral projected, which sounds crazy, but I was looking at myself, not in my body. Like, I was looking down at myself in my bed, and I saw Pat, too,
next
to me. I was, like, looking down over myself, and then I got scared, and I woke up, and I was like, oh, my God, I just saw myself. I think I astral projected, and it freaked me out when it happened, and I, like, woke myself up out of it. But like, I'm starting to experience things now too. So I'm excited, because I hope that maybe I'll get to get in on some of this communication that Pat gets with them.
Well, and before we get into the whys and why you guys and all that, because in my mind, why not you guys? I mean, it's, why would it be anyone? So are they picking you guys because you had an interest, and or do you think that they just want to communicate with you guys so that you can get the message out? And what are they saying?
I feel like they communicate with us because they know we can get the message out, that like they know how passionate we are about just everything prospering in the world, thriving and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like they also get a sense that they know that we're good for that word and we'll be true to it and stick with it.
Yeah.
And I also, from what I understand, they have told me before that me and Nicole have actually been together in every lifetime before.
Oh, wow. See, I believe in all of those things, too. I mean, I absolutely believe in past lives. I believe we've been here many, many times. And I think we have soul evolution and all the things. I think we've been had good lives and bad lives. And I think sometimes we choose the bad and the good. That's my personal perception, but that may not be everyone's, and that's okay. So when they talk to either one of you, and Pat, you can go first or whoever wants to go, what kind of messages do they want us to know?
They basically just want us to know that there's a lot more good in the world. There's a lot more light that can be shed upon the darkness, basically, and how we can come together and get rid of the negativity, because everything that we have around us is all energy.
Yeah, exactly. And they also remind us that we're not alone here. We never have been.
But yeah, just to go off what Nicole was saying, we're not alone. Like, we never have been. There's so many other universe. They talk about the multiverse. They talk about infinite Earths, infinite life. They tell you how death is never the end. Your soul does move forward to another life afterwards. And it's actually very comforting to know and hear all that stuff, because to know that there's always something there for us.
Absolutely. And I know that there are some, and I hate to say aliens, they probably hate that word, but we're using it because everybody knows what that means. I know that there are some aliens that are really, really good and helpful, and we're probably part of their DNA as well. But I think there are not so good ones. So have you seen any of those, or do they just warn you about them? What do you think about that?
Okay. They do warn us about them, and they can intervene. They can intervene with good and bad. The bad ones, they can intervene with more because it's more on their level, so to say.
Yeah.
And all negative bad ones I have seen, we've actually seen them in our home.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I've seen one in our hallway.
We were told it was a fourth dimensional.
It was a multidimensional being.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
And I physically saw, and those multidimensional beings, they can't physically harm you or touch you, but you can see them. It's like them
peeking
in and looking at it. It's like similar to how like paranormal activity can be in a way.
Oh my gosh.
And I walked down the hallway one night and I saw this 10-foot dark being standing by our daughter's bedroom door. And it had very long arms, very pointy fingers. And it just like turned its head and looked at me, and it had like, but not ears, but like two cone shaped things on the top of its head. And it had like kind of a longer face, and it just stared at me.
Oh my God.
I came to found out that that was a multidimensional being.
Well, let me ask you this, Pat and Nicole, do you think because you've been contacted at all by aliens, it opens a door for other aliens? Is that why?
It can open up a door for multiple, for like any, like anyone can communicate with each other. And
we all have the ability to communicate with them. It's just being able to kind of like unlock that part of our brain or like open your mind up to it.
But
we all have those capabilities.
I totally believe that, because my mother, and you guys don't know this, my mother passed away about 7 years ago, and I actually have conversations with her now. She's well, and it's just because I interview psychic mediums, and you guys know, she's become one of my friends, and she said, you know, she's not gone. She's just not in physical form. Just talk to her. And so I did it over and over. And finally, I just said, okay, I'm going to let go of that ego. And I will say something that she would say to me, like, hey, mom, how you doing? And she'd say, hi, sweetheart, because that's what she would say to me. And then I was like, what do you do up there, wherever you are? Because I know it's really not up there. It's just another state of being. And she says, I'm a greeter. And I know. And I was like, what? You know, and I didn't even know that was a thing. So I know what you mean by we can all really kind of do this. It's just a matter of if you want to. But do you think because you saw some of those other type of aliens, you think because that door was opened with the good ones, it sometimes brings in the bad ones too?
It can very well bring in the bad ones. And I think it can bring in the bad ones when there's negative energy. I think when there's more positive vibes and positivity in the world, or just if your vibe is just a more uplifting, brighter, spirited vibe, I think that's what brings in the good ones and gets away and gets rid of the bad ones.
Right, right. Do you think that they are coming to give us messages because the world is so messed up right now? Or what do you think? I mean, why now? You know, why? Because the world's been kind of messed up since the beginning. Let's be honest.
Yeah. I think we're kind of like at a turning point for our humanity right now. And I think that's why they are making these communications with so many more people. And so many people are having these experiences now because they see that like we're kind of at a fork in the road.
Yeah.
And there needs to be change. And while they can intervene in certain ways, there has to be a greater collective of us with that positivity and with all of that to happen. So,
right, yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, I'm just enamored with some of the things they tell you. So do they tell you that they're going to make contact? Is that another reason they're letting you guys know so that we can have a podcast and be on something that gets the word out? Is that another reason?
They do, because they know that with the podcast now and how technology evolved so quickly, yeah, with how fast you can get things across the world nowadays, that you can have an open voice to it, and people, you can bring more people in to see what's actually really going on, to actually help people open up their minds to everything that's happening.
Wow. Now, and I've heard other people like Preston Dennett say they're already here. They've been here. They know you. They know Nicole, they know Pat, they know all of us.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then they're walking among us. And heck, I think we even have some of their DNA. I guess the government understands. It's just we don't get it. Is that kind of why they're doing it, for just the normal lay people like you and I?
Yeah. Okay. For the regular people, yeah, because we don't get it. We're not inclusive to, like, our government is, right, and things like that. So people don't realize
what actually is going,
yeah,
on.
Yeah, what's actually
and
going on.
Not to get too scientific here, there is actually a thing that we have in our bodies called junk DNA.
I've heard that.
And scientists just say it's DNA that's useless. It's not connected to anything. Mm-hmm. But I bet you, like, thousands of years ago, like, we've had capabilities that junk DNA was connected to something in our mind and our consciousness to bring us to a higher understanding and, like, have actual, not like superpowers, but just have like mental capabilities.
Yeah, more beyond, like, spiritual, mm-hmm, like, yes, being more self-connected and things like that. Yeah.
Right, right. Now, also, when I was interviewing the alien expert, Preston Dennett, he did say a lot of times these alien encounters actually run in families and among friends. Is that correct with you guys too?
Yes.
I feel like it can happen, yes.
Yep.
For sure.
He has always had things happen through his life, like, more like paranormally, mm-hmm, type things that, yeah, have happened. And my family as well, like, quite a few members of my family have had alien encounters.
Oh.
In the past, just with UFOs, like, hovering over them and things like that. Wow. So I feel like there is some connection there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I think they've probably done as much as they can as far as examining us. They've done it probably for thousands of years. I do think they helped build the pyramids, let's be honest.
They definitely did.
Because there's hieroglyphics of the Anunnaki and all those things there. I do think. But is there something else they want us to know? Will there be contact soon? Will it be something that's a big event? Will it just be something like what we're talking about now?
One of the main things that they want us to know is, I mentioned a little while ago, they can't intervene.
Okay.
Like, so much they can at some points, they intervene at actually nuclear sites.
I've heard
and
that
they shut
too.
Them,
yes.
Shut those down actually a lot, and it's happened quite a few times.
Wow.
And the big message that I understand that me and Nicole always talk about is they'll start intervening more, and they'll actually come down, and we feel they'll show themselves to us, mm-hmm, once we all come together and overpower the ones that are trying to control us.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on too in the government. I understand. On either side, I think, kind of. Well, and a lot of it's about power and money and control and all of those things. And sometimes I do believe it's tied to a little bit to religion as well, because a lot of people don't believe in this stuff. And I think sometimes when you get overly religious, and I'm not talking about the normal people that just go to serve and help others. I don't mean that. But when you get to the really fundamentalist people, they want the control. They don't want anybody else having the control. Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. That's why there are things in religion, not to get on the topic too much, that were taken out of old scriptures and old textbooks of religion that they don't want people to see today, because I feel like it's more of a power move for them to keep us in line, basically.
Oh, absolutely. Because I think a lot of times, if we did allow and just open our minds up, because you got to get out of that box. In my mind, in the paranormal or any kind of thing like this, almost anything is possible. So, you know, and I don't think we even need the sun for power. I think we can do that zero energy or whatever they say we can do, and we can
You can have 0 point energy even without the sun. There are actually a lot of civilizations out there that don't rely on star systems for energy. They just have naturally born energy systems, like 0 point energy, to control that for them.
Can you imagine how clean the world would be? I mean, just like when we shut down on COVID, remember that? I don't know how many days we were shut down, maybe a week, the entire world. Do y'all remember how blue the sky got?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I do. Yeah. I do remember that. And it like felt like the air almost felt like fresher.
It was because Mother Earth, man, she can whip it out and clean herself up. Because I remember them talking about lions and exotic animals just on roads, you know, like in Africa where you'd never see them just resting. Just hanging out because there was no traffic and no one was, you know, no people around. Boy, we have really done a number on this earth. So, and I understand why they would have to control our human, you know, emotions when it comes to power plants, nuclear power plants, because, you know, so when they come and talk to you and you're just like sitting on the couch with them, Pat, do they tell you things that you're not ready to say yet? Because I know on your interviews, they're telling you some things that you're not able to say, or can you say those now?
They do tell me things that they want me to hold back for now, but there is going to be a time where it will be disclosed. I feel it's coming pretty soon, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's a lot happening that a lot of people don't know about, but it's for the greater good. It's nothing bad. They're just here to help. And they've been watching us for a long time, and they've seen how far we've come, but also how destructive we can be.
Oh, listen, I mean, I'm sure, you know, they're probably locking their doors as they fly by us.
It's like we're I always make a joke, and I'm like, if I was an alien on a UFO, if I flew by the Earth, I'd look and be like, oh, this place looks beautiful, but I'm not going down there.
Right, right. Well, let me ask you this. When you talk to them, and I know it's mainly through dreams and telepathy, do they have like a sense of humor? Do they have emotion? Tell me about how they are with you.
Yeah, so the ones that I speak to, they do have color, like in their eyes. It's not the typical pop culture black-eyed alien that you can see. But with the way their energy works, when you're looking at them, you can kind of see how they're feeling just by the way their eyes shift in color.
Okay, and are they like us, or do they look more like us, or what do they look like?
They look like shorter, they're about 4 or 5 foot
okay,
at the most, and they have longer limbs than we do, and I always describe it as like a silver, pale, bluish-colored skin.
Okay.
But from an emotional standpoint, I don't notice really a sense of humor. They seem very serious, but you can tell they're also very genuine.
And he has tried to crack jokes with them, and they don't know what he's talking about. Like, yeah. They don't have the sense of humor like we do, and they don't get that. They're just like, okay.
they're all about love, and you know, they're way past we have to have a sense of humor and we have to have alcohol in this world.
Yeah.
Right. And they're like, we're all about love and light. Have you ever talked to them about source or God or whatever? Do they have the same beliefs that we do about maybe one big creator? What do you think about that?
They don't have a source for one big creator. They said that they know that the universe is just made up of energy.
Yeah.
And that's mainly the whole thing.
Okay.
That there is specifically one big creator. They don't follow religions or anything like that like we do.
Right.
But we never force anything on people because I know it's comforting for some people to believe in other things like that. And that's completely fine. But from what they tell me is we're just all here together.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, let me ask you this. Because it's so vast, the universe, is it just inundated with alien life? Are there other humans and other planets? Have they told you any of that stuff?
Yeah, Pat can obviously talk on it more, but the world is infinite. There's so many universes. There's multiple Earths with people like us with like slight differences, but there's so many, and Pat can talk.
Yeah, there are infinite universes, which means infinite Earth, and infinite Earths means there's also other versions of yourself, like myself, Nicole, you, Leslie.
Yeah.
And there's other Earths that are thriving.
Yeah.
And we're not. And that's like what's really going on. And there are other beings in our own solar system, believe it or not, that a lot of people don't know about either. And one of our neighboring planets, their beings look just like us with just some slight little differences that you probably wouldn't notice if you weren't paying attention, really.
Really? Now, you mean neighboring like in other solar systems or within the same one?
In our solar system.
In our solar system.
Okay. Wow. And you know, with our James Webb telescopes, you think we'd be able to figure that out? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. But they have a lot of technology that James Webb telescope might not even be able to see them.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. They can kind of stealth themselves.
Cloak and do things like to not be seen.
They have cloaking technology, which is very important for them.
Because, you know, if they all turn it off, would we see all these ships in the sky right now?
We would see a bunch, yep.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I believe
that. They're always
that. Around. Wow. Well, we're all like little nuclear power plants and within ourselves because they're trying to control everybody because we're all a little unhinged, okay?
And it's so mind-boggling to like wrap your head around it a lot because in essence, like we really all do share the same consciousness.
Yeah.
I can't agree with you more on that because we are all one. And just like Einstein said, you can't create or destroy energy. You can just change forms. That's pretty much what,
And our physical body is just our form right now. And once this physical body wears out, we'll just leave this one and go somewhere else.
Well, let me ask you this. When we're no longer, do we still work with the alien races when we're just in spirit? How does that work? Does that even work with them?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but I do know that they say that it transforms into, like, as soon as this physical body drains out, we'll transform back into that energy source that our soul goes to into the universe, and we can essentially go wherever we want to. I believe it's our choosing.
Right. Because I think as many lives as we can have, we've probably all been aliens at one point or another.
Yeah. And I think too, like some people, you get to choose where you want to go. Some people living on Earth right now, it might be their first time ever choosing to be here.
Right.
Whereas like some of us may have already been here, just not in our current body, but our purpose wasn't done. So we're back. It was like, we were told even that we've been here on Earth before together. And this isn't our first time around here. So it feels like our mission just wasn't done yet. And that's why we chose to come back here again. We're here to continue.
Right. Well, we need a lot of you guys, a lot of light sources, because there's not a lot anymore. You know, I mean, I say that it's better. I think it's getting better. I feel better. We moved out to our 35 acres in the country, and I'm telling you right now, I feel so much better.
That's our dream.
That sounds wonderful.
We want that too. That's one of our visions and our goals for us. Like we want big land like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's really nice. We've had it for years. Our kids were like, can we build a house out there? And we're like, yeah, let's have a little compound without the cult part. Okay.
Yes, that's what we want. A compound with all of our family on it. Right? Everybody.
Well, you never know what the world is going to do. So maybe it's a good thing we did it, right?
Yeah, really.
It's very unpredictable.
So Pat and you too, Nicole, when both of you were contacted, and I'll ask Pat first, just because you've had probably a little bit more interaction with them. I know you were in dream state. I don't know. Were you kind of frightened by them at first, even then? Tell me what you thought.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I would say at first I had no idea what was going on.
Okay.
And I'm not a big dreamer. And Nicole will tell you that. I don't dream much. But for me to have very vivid, like, quote unquote, dreams like that is very rare for me. And at first I was a little scared.
Yeah, he woke up and he was just like, I have to tell you all this. This is what I was told. I just woke up feeling like I just had all this knowledge in my brain that I didn't have before. And he was freaked out by it because he's like, do you think I'm crazy? I'm like, no, I absolutely don't. I believe you. Like, I believe that this really happened, but it is scary at first because it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It really comes out of nowhere. But then after a while, you can honestly see the good in it. And I always describe it as the most peaceful feeling I've ever felt when you're there with them. Like there's nothing, like when you're here, it doesn't feel as peaceful as when you're in that kind of state with them.
It sounds to me like almost a near-death experience when I talk to those people and they're like, I didn't want to come back.
And I joke with Nicole about it. I'm like, nothing against you. I'm not like saying anything, but I'm like, I want them to keep me.
Right. Well, no, I mean, people that have had near death experiences, they just had a baby. They just got married. They didn't want to come back. I mean, it's that wonderful for them. And they were in a dark void. Some of them don't even get to see the light. And they were like, it was amazing. I don't care. It was amazing. Wow. Everybody has different experiences, but it's just, I understand what you mean in that respect. I don't understand physically, you know, because I didn't see it with my own eyes, but I can try to imagine. Now, Nicole, when you started getting more dreams and more, or I don't know if you dream, do they dream with you or do you do other things with them?
I have only had experience.
You started doing meditation.
Yeah, I started doing meditation, and that's when I started to just have a few experiences. And they do happen when I'm asleep or dreaming.
Okay. Yeah.
I was face to face with an alien in one of my dreams, and they didn't even speak to me. All I could hear were a bunch of sounds. Like it was just like clicking and ticking in my ear, and it was just face to face with me. And that was it. That was my experience. And then I believe I astral projected the other night.
Yes.
But I got scared And I woke myself up out of it because I was like, I was not in my body. I was looking down at myself and I got scared. So my experiences, I think, are just starting. I'm in the beginning of my.
And Nicole has experienced some like physical things actually have made her feel sick. Which I'll let her go. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, there was some sort of like frequency in our home. And it sounded like a humming, or I could feel it in my head, in my brain. Like it was making my head shake, and I could feel it in my ears. Our daughter felt it. And then after the fact, I was sick, so nauseous, felt weak.
Oh, wow.
She did too.
Our daughter did too. Yeah. She felt sick from it. So I've experienced some things like that. I just haven't been lucky enough to get the like actual communication with them speaking to me yet.
So you're getting there.
But I think it's going to happen soon. I'm working on it. I'm letting them know I'm open.
Yes. And it's like with my mom, you know, the more I did it, the more it came through, and it was easier and easier every single time. Now, do you guys have any, like, besides being sick, do you have any physical on your body marks that prove that, hey, we're going to, you know, like, I'm not saying they're putting some kind of tracking device. I don't mean that. I'm just saying, is there something they've done or said that they would do to prove that you've had contact with them at all?
Well, Pat has actually woken up with like some bruises that were unexplained. But when he woke up from after he had communication, they were putting him through like some sort of like test, they said, when they brought him, and they needed him to.
They were basically trying to know that I can fight off like enemy targets, so to say.
So in his dream state, whatever he was physically fighting. And when he woke up, he had bruises on his legs. What? And his body was sore, like he had been in a physical fight.
Wow.
Yeah.
We actually do have photos of it.
Yeah, I took photos of his legs because it was just crazy. The bruising on them, like big, deep purple bruises, like that you have to be hit hard by something to have them.
Wow.
And he had no explanation for it besides that happening
in your dream.
Night prior.
Well, that's the proof right there, just having that dream and going, okay, well, that was crazy. Well, and then to know that you're not really getting a whole lot of sleep, that must have been exhausting the next day.
Very exhausting. Like, I sometimes sleep till 1 o'clock in the afternoon because when I wake up, quote unquote, from these dreams, I don't feel like I have fallen asleep at all.
You know, it's funny. I've talked about this so many times, and you guys can help me with this because I know time kind of doesn't really exist. Maybe even in their time or in their frequency or whatever these aliens are in, because they can cloak and do all those things. But I heard someone say that they were in a coma for a week and then they woke up and said, I can't believe I'm back here. I just lived an entire lifetime in a week's time.
Wow.
And I actually truly believe that. And so does Nicole. Like, time, we just think, doesn't exist. Time doesn't. There's a lot of things that don't exist. Time doesn't exist. Distance doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. None of that. And that's a lot of the stuff that they try to make known to me as well. I 100% am on board with that.
Yeah, I've talked about this like in Interstellar. It's just physics too. You know, you can be gone and it's time works differently when you're that far away. You come back and you're still really young because you weren't gone very long. But you come back and you were gone 50 years and your daughter looks like your grandmother, you know. So, yeah. Okay. Wow. So I know you guys are talking about maybe doing a podcast. Now, is that going to happen?
Yes, it is. We actually have our stuff out because we wanted to mess around with it today.
Yeah.
But that is our plan. All we want to do is just keep getting this message out that like we're not alone here. And we want to just shed light on the positivity. So we want to get our message out in as many forms as we possibly can.
Absolutely. Now, what is the message that you think the most thing? Is it just because we're not alone? We don't have to be afraid of them. Is it because they want to make contact and they need us to know those things?
Yeah.
Yes. And I think, too, it's just providing resources for people to learn more about our history, learn about where we came from. There's so much out there. It's all there. You just have to find it.
Yeah.
So I think we just want to keep spreading that as well and shedding light onto things that maybe we haven't been taught and things like that to hopefully help people open up to the possibility of more.
And try to spread the positivity, and the more negativity and more negative energy that we can get rid of is actually the most beneficial thing for us as a species that can happen for us.
Yeah, because this just happened for you guys. This is not something that's been going on very long, right?
No, it hasn't been long at all. It's been a whirlwind because it just like went from 0 to 100 really quickly.
And it's been something that myself and Nicole have always been believers in. Like we've always, like our whole lives, even going back to when I was a kid, I would always find myself staring up at the sky wondering like, there's no way we're the only ones here. And like, even when me and Nicole first met, like we would talk about it occasionally, like not occasionally, but like once in a while, like it would come up in conversation. But now it's like, it's our life.
It's our life now. Like this is what we talk about every single day. And it's, now it's just our passion.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think what's so good about both of you is when Pat started really having those dreams and those experiences, you were supportive of him, Nicole, and you didn't poo-poo it away. You didn't say, no, you need help. Or, and I think maybe the aliens, I hate to say aliens, you know what I mean? The ETs. Yes. I think they picked you because of that too. You guys are more of a team. You're not going to go against each other. You know, like my husband and I, he's pretty much an atheist. And I don't really have a religion, but I believe Jesus walked the earth. And I think we're all God. I think we're all part of that. Yeah.
We all are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but you know, with him being so that way and me being this way, he's like, but I love that you love it. And I support you and I'm proud of you for doing this. And even if you didn't even believe him, you support him when I know you do believe him. So, and I think that's another reason they were really smart to pick you guys, because this could easily have gone a whole different way.
And that's been so amazing too. Like that's another thing. Me and Nicole both know what it feels like to feel so alone, like in this world, and like to have someone and to, you can confide in and talk to about that stuff. And for them to believe what you're saying and support you is just the greatest thing that can happen.
Well, it only just keeps that train going and it makes you want to learn more. It makes you want to do more. And now I know you guys have an Etsy shop, correct?
Yes, we do. It's called An Aliens We Trust.
Yep. That needs to be the name of your podcast too, I guess.
I know.
So what kinds of things do you guys sell in your shop?
So right now I'm focused on stickers. We love stickers. It's something every time we go somewhere new, we collect them and we are like, we'll cover our water bottles with stickers. So like we're just very big into stickers. Yeah. So for right now, it's stickers because we're running it. I'm running it out of my house. I have a Cricut machine and my printer. So we're just focused on stickers for right now, but we're planning to expand to like shirts and other fun things like that too.
Oh, but that would be amazing. See, I would be on board with that. Okay. But no, you guys, and I may have to have you back because what's going to happen is my listeners are going to go, why didn't you ask him that? Why didn't you ask him this? And I'll be like, I don't know. It was just so fun talking to him. But I may have to have you back if you're open for that. If I have more. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And guys, thank you so much for being on the podcast. So give me again the name of your Etsy shop and how people can get a hold of you on social media.
So my Etsy shop is An Aliens We Trust US.
Okay.
I have it linked on my TikTok.
Okay.
So you can find us on TikTok. My TikTok name is Nikki Noodle.
Okay. And my TikTok name is just basic. It's Pat McGovern and 29.
Gotcha. Okay. And guys, I'm going to put all of this information in my show notes because you have been fantastic. Thank you so much for being on my podcast. I'm so excited to share you guys with my listeners.
Thank you for having us. We were excited for this opportunity. Thank you for giving it to us.
Yeah, really. Thank you.
Well, I love providing because I want to know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again and I will see you next week.